This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Tuesday morning. Well, fun day yesterday here on WIP. Hope you enjoyed it with BG Day. We had BG Live last night. We appreciate everyone who participated as a spectator last night or a listen to our show yesterday. I thought it was special, and I could tell that Brandon really enjoyed it, which, of course, I guess we had two objectives. One was to entertain you, and two was to really make him feel honored and special, and I'm pretty certain he was. So, want to hear from you today, kind of the aftermath. We'll get to that. Obviously, the Eagles moving forward without Brandon Graham yesterday. Yesterday was all about, you know, looking back. Let's actually look ahead. We'll do that today in heavy dose. We'll get to the Phils as well. They start a new series tonight. Look, all of it with you on the phone lines at 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello there,
Johnny. Hello there, Johnny.
Antarctica has a lake so salty that it doesn't freeze.
Doesn't freeze. Is it more salty than the Dead Sea?
10 times more salty than the ocean.
Wow.
Which puts it on a salinity level that's similar to the Dead Sea, but even greater.
Wow.
And it stays liquid at, I mean, unbelievably extreme temperatures. The name of the lake, they went all in with this.
Hold on. Lake Salt.
Deep.
Nailed it.
Lake.
Deep lake.
Oh, that's scary.
Deep lake. Yeah. I like late sock. Salt.
That would have been a little more fitting.
Late sock. Salt. All right. How's everybody doing? So we got a lot to do today, and certainly want to hear from you at 215-592-9494. I want to encourage everyone listening right now, if you want to call in today, I would strongly encourage, particularly, you know, those listening right now, early part of the day, to get in sooner than later. And the reason I say that, 7:20, they're about today. We are going to re-air what I thought was one of the most special hours we've had in a long time around here on WIP, which was the 9 o'clock hour yesterday when initially Brandon Graham, then Jason Kelsey, then Jeffrey Lurie joined our show. And for almost the entire hour, Jason and Brandon were together, and Jeffrey Lurie was about 15 minutes of it. And we covered a ton of ground with those guys all part of the program, you know, centered around BG to a large extent. It was a special hour. We're going to replay that around 7:20 today. And that'll take us near about 8 o'clock. So if you want to get in on any of the topics we are discussing, as they say, live, please do so at 215-592-9494. And we'll certainly try to get to you prior to around 7:20 when we re-air what really was a special hour. If you missed it late yesterday, we strongly encourage you to be tuned for that. So, John, let's crank it up today, as I said, kind of moving forward. I mean, yesterday was the look back. Let's go forward. And let's go forward in the absence of Brandon Graham and what that represents for the Eagles. And everyone's thoughts on kind of where they go from here. Let me just start with this. It's why Howie, John, here's my big thing. It's why Howie's season is so important, and it's why the Eagles have such an advantage. You know, ordinarily, we should be kind of freaked out to lose a player of Brandon Graham's capabilities. We've seen plenty of Philadelphia sports teams struggle when losing a legend, sometimes an even better player than Brandon Graham, like Mike Schmidt, not replaced for a long time, right? Brian Dawkins, when the Eagles lost Dawk, it took like 5 years to get another safety until Malcolm Jenkins finally settled the situation down. You can be in the wilderness.
Ron Hextall as a rookie, have we ever?
I mean, have the Flyers had a goalie and, you know, picked
since how, Bernie, I
right.
guess?
So, you know, Pelly had it and Hesse had it, but, you know, we understand it was both were short-lived for different reasons. The thing about this one, John, is I'm really not that concerned. And I'll say, like, if I'm in a court of law right now, I look at the judge, I look at the jury, I look at the judge, I look back at the jury, I say, guys, they just won a Super Bowl in the first season without Jason Kelce, Fletcher Cox. They just did this, and they won the bowl. So, you know, maybe I should be more concerned than I am, but I'm not, and it's because of Howie primarily picking, here we go, the right players and the right people. And when I think of both combined, I think of people like Nolan Smith, obviously at Brandon's position. I think of someone like Reed Blankenship. You know, I was struck when Darius Slayson, and I'm switching positions here. I'm talking about leadership, but also skill that contributes. Like, I remember when the Eagles season ended and they started making those moves and Darius Slay was on his way out. And Darius Slay talked about how Reed Blankenship is the leader in the...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Defensive secondary. I wouldn't have known that. I know he's a solid player. I know he's better than I thought a couple years ago. He's not the best player on the team, and he's far from it. But leadership matters. If that guy brings leadership, kudos to him. I was with Jordan Mulata last night. He was at the BG Live event. It is so obvious. I mean, we can see out there what a great player he is. You know, he's one of the best left tackles in football. But hearing him talk, John, I can also just sets the leadership in that guy. So they got a lot to replace with Brandon. There is no sugarcoating that. But I feel really confident because really more than anything, John, and this is where we're so lucky as Philly sports fans, it comes back to Howie picking the guys, which he obviously is so good at. John, what's top of mind for you, Eagles moving forward without Brandon Graham?
I've been thinking a lot about Nick Sirianni.
Yep.
The way that he has presented you know, his memories of Brandon Graham and you know, talking about the team a little bit more. You know, just this offseason, we've just had a few little bits, you know, like when he was at the combine, yep. We had a chance to hear him. So it's been a little bit hit and miss at times, and it's been kind of informal and on all sorts of different things when we've heard from Nick Sirianni.
Including yesterday on WIP.
Yes. I thought when I heard, I thought while listening to Nick, wow, I really, really like this guy. I mean, this, and this is a person, I'm talking about myself, who did not really like this guy. I was not a Nick Sirianni fan, like most of us for a long time there. And I held out.
You really did. There's no. You held out the longest of us as a group.
He's I mean, I still don't know that
It lasted about 13 seconds.
Wow. I still don't know that he would
here
put
comes
together
the Sean McVay love.
The perfect
right. Here it is.
First 15 for me.
I love it.
But I do think that it makes sense the way that guys rave about Nick Sirianni, because when you hear him talk about Brandon Graham and you hear some of the stories and you hear things, it is interesting to hear about how they got a padded practice and Brandon Graham is showing up the very first meeting of the day with his pants on, with the pads in them. That's just preparation. That's showing the enthusiasm. That's showing I'm ready to go, guys. I'm here to play. I thought that really resonated with me because yesterday, when we were getting ready to talk to Brandon, he came into the studio. The time that he was supposed to be here was not the time that Brandon arrived here.
Half hour early.
I mean, it was as always.
Right.
And of course, Ava knows in advance, this is just like the inside baseball view. Ava Graham knows that she has to get here, a half an hour earlier than she would normally get here, because Brandon will certainly be here.
That's right.
A half an hour earlier than he's supposed to be here. It's just another one of those things. So yesterday, it just reminded me of when I saw Ava walking in saying, oh, well, there's Brandon here already. It was not time. And of course, we were here.
Yeah.
But we're the only ones.
Well, we're always here in the morning.
In the morning, right. At that point in time. And so we get to see the trickle in, and we get to see just how enthusiastic Brandon always is. And Nick Sirianni is very similar. And Nick Sirianni is similarly adored within the walls of the NovaCare complex, similarly adored within the fan base now. He's come a long way.
He has.
I did not think I would ever get to this
point. Well, I'd be interested if he's come a long way or if we came a long way.
Well, that's true, too.
Honestly,
maybe I just needed to open my mind to this idea that the guy that we brought in to call plays and be the offensive guru became the guy that became the manager of men, who really does a great job as a CEO and is very well respected within that locker room, within the NFL, with good reason. He's now a Super Bowl winning head coach, and he deserves the credit. He deserves a lot more credit than I was willing to give.
This whole thing at 215-592-9494. By the way, if you were at BG Live last night, and I want to say it was around 600 people, I don't have the final tally, but I had heard it was going to be about 600 people. I thought it was an amazing event. We would love to hear from you if you were there, what stood out to you, and obviously share your perspective for the audience that was not there, which obviously is most Eagles fans. James, this thing we're talking about today, it's almost like the dust settles. Now what? What hit you?
Jalen Hurts, man. And it's what Brandon would say if he were in here talking about this. And it's because, like, we've actually had a really unique kind of thing with having this type of success without the quarterback being the main leader until now. With having Jason and Brandon and all these guys who've been here forever at not the quarterback position, we're transferring into what is the most effective way of having an NFL team where your quarterback is the leader, where they follow him. And who better? I mean, whatever people want to say about him on the field, which I disagree with, but whatever. But in terms of just setting a tone, in knowing that a guy is going to be locked in. Every single day, every single moment, like, I just feel so good about this guy kind of taking the mantle from these guys and moving it forward, because I know that if nothing else, we're getting 100% of what this guy has.
Yeah, there's no Ben Simmons messing around. You get total, absolute, total focus.
I love focus. And we need some slack to be picked up here. This was another tying back into the Nick Sirianni needed some help, admitted he needed help.
Yeah.
He wasn't where he needed to be. He had the four, the
core four,
Kelsey and Fletch and Lane. Lane is the only one who remains.
Oh, Brandon Graham, the last
is now
one.
Gone.
Yeah.
And that is such a huge help. That is such a, the guys would handle things for their coach. They kept things on track with the flowers and the dumb stuff. Yeah. I really believe that. And now Nick has Lane, but Nick has grown himself in a way that he doesn't need.
And to James's point, even guys like Jalen and on down the line now have grown into it as well. Are they as established as Lane Johnson,
right,
you know, year whatever he is, 12? Of course not.
No.
But you got a lot of guys now that have that have won a lot of football games.
And experienced everything you can in the NFL. They've experienced the highs and the lows. They've gone through it now.
They have. It's a good thing
to
have.
Win it.
Yeah.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.